something that I think we should all be aware of. You know how we love the butt wipe? Mm-hmm. Love the wet butt wipe, right?
Oh, yeah. Good old butt wipe.
Apparently, those are the one thing that colon doctors say they would never use on their own butts.
Don't say that.
What?
I swear. It's a brand new study today.
What about, oh my gosh, that's horrible news.
Okay. Say that.
That is horrible.
Once again, Jason encourages us to do things that are unhealthy.
That is
I mean, that's my life.
Yeah.
These colorectal doctors. Well, for one issue, wet wipes can cause irritation and other issues post-potty. When you wipe with wet wipes, they can be more harmful than helpful.
I don't believe
there could be some bacteria that's on there that could grow due to the moisture. Also, the use of wet wipes is a common cause of,
if you're asking,
I'm sure it's fine.
Can you use another word?
Perianal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that area.
I don't even know what that is.
It's your grundle. It's near
Katy
your grundle.
Perry's butt, perianal. Everyone knows that.
It's a rash around your BH.
Oh.
It can cause that.
I go, I don't know if that's, what is this? Is that a knuckle or not? What?
Yeah, that's a knuckle.
That's how deep.
First knuckle, yeah.
I think
that's
a lot.
How deep you go with your butt wipe.
That's how deep I go. I want it clean.
I've literally had people ask me about that when they've heard, like, does he really do that? I'm like, well, I'm not in there when he does it. I'm like, yes.
Yes,
like,
I do.
Is he insane? I go,
he is.
Not just for that, but
I just don't think that that's healthy. I don't think
any doctor encourages you to put your finger in there.
And
there's no stimulation you like from it, Jason.
I just want it to be clean. I just do it until it stops, because the problem is, not to get graphic here.
Too late.
But let's say it's not a clean break. It's like it's a break, and it's just there. You know it's right there. So I don't want it anywhere. I don't know. I get cases of butt wipe.
Do not take any medical advice from Jason.
He also puts his razor blade
in it,
perpendicular
like
to his VA.
Up to it.
Right.
You're smiling because you can't even clean. Why don't you get a wax?
Freaky dicky.
If you like it clean, why don't you get a wax?
That would help a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, why? The razor worked fine.
Oh, but you have to do it so often.
That's a lot of maintenance
every day. You
like
putting the razor there, I think.
Well, I have to do it for other parts of my body anyway.
He likes the touch of danger.
Yeah.
Touch of danger.
I think you like the control.
Wrong move.
I'd rather not be shaving my BH, Katie.
Then get a wax. You wouldn't have to do it.
Laser hair removal. That's embarrassing right there.
Now, that part would be a little hard.
I can't get over that.
That's your own embarrassment.
Yeah,
you're not going to be the first BH they've looked at to laser.
But I'm with Jason on that. Like, are you on your all fours and in front of, or how do
you are?
I guess? Yeah.
I've never had.
Well, I know they're not. I hope they're not.
I've got my back. I don't mind my back. And I would get other things done with laser hair removal. And I would want to get that done. It's just I'm too embarrassed for that.
You could probably just be on your side, maybe. Because that's how you do a bikini wax.
They're still doing it right there.
Can they get a guy, like a blind guy, to do it? Then I think I'd be all right.
Oh, Lord.
You want somebody with sight.
Shoot your nuts off.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
That's your own deal. That's your own.
It's me being a good citizen to another human being.
Oh, you think yours is that disgusting? Like, that's what you're working with?
I don't want to be staring at anybody's.
No.
I don't want to stare at any dude's hairy BH.
I felt the same way before I got waxed, but now that once I did that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't bother
me
anymore.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Once you birth a baby, like whatever.
You don't care.
Can, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I wonder if is there any pain down there, because it's a sensitive area.
It's oddly, now this is for females.
Yeah.
Oddly less painful than other parts.
Because the latest they've done to me is way less painful than it used to be on my back, I've noticed. I don't know if that's... Are they putting something on there or something? I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, I know where I've gone, a restoration. They have a cool spray that goes out right before the laser.
Oh, you're talking about laser? I haven't had laser there, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about wax.
It does like a cooling agent before each laser.
Laser on the butt.
So it doesn't hurt as much. Wax. No, I'm talking about laser there.
Oh, yeah, no, I was talking about wax.
Mm. Okay.
And for some reason, Jason got his tip lasered. I don't know why. Harry. Maybe it's a Rhode Island Italian thing. It's Harry.
Italian thing.
Even I'm like, it's Harry. Even me. I'm like, Jared. Yeah. Jared.
Thank you.
Your mother could be listening.
Yeah. She's not. I know she's not.
she quit on us a long time ago.
Yeah. She's happy for our success, but, you know.
This is a bad day.
Yeah, it
why?
Is.
The news with the butt wipe.
Sorry. Here, I'll give you the report.
That's my whole life.
I'll give you the report. I'm sorry.
Don't be anti-science, Jason.
They do. You want to know what colon doctors say are the best wiping method?
Yes.
Said, let's see, the bidet.
I was going to say,
Oh, you think you need more moisture doing that?
Yeah, that's tons of water.
I guess because you're drying off.
Off afterwards.
Okay, then you can dry off of a butt wipe.
You could, but what's the point?
What you must hate the environment.
What you can do is you can take the regular toilet paper until you no longer see it. Then take the butt wipe until you no longer see it. Then take the butt wipe until you knuckle deep until you no longer see it. Then take up another toilet paper to dry off.
Who's got the time?
Then take a funnel and put it in there with bleach.
Bleach it out real good.
Make sure it's nice and clean.
After the bidet, you could just use a clean towel.
Yeah. I mean, if the bidet's clean, not everywhere. Like here at work, you don't have a bidet here.
But if it's clean and it's cleaning the way doctors are saying it's cleaning, a towel's not a big deal.
I do want a bidet. I know you can order them on Amazon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've thrown up into one and it's
Well, that's different. I think anything with your face close to a toilet's not great.
I know.